Meeting to update sequence of events. Vancouver, 5th July 2007. Discussions with Captain Helena H., St. Germain St. G., and Commander Soltec S. through Marge, Lillian, and Ray. Commander Soltec, chuckle. Well, write down what we discussed at the meetings. NB. Meetings on a higher plane. Ray. Well, all right, what I can recall. Commander Soltec. I'll help. The Vancouver corner of Canada will be less affected than was at first thought. We are well protected, as seen on the map. The west coast of Vancouver Island will suffer the most locally. Seattle won't be as devastated as I thought, though it will have a whopping good scare. California, well, that's another story. San Francisco in ruins, LA, a few building tops sticking up. Hawaii devastated, but still there. More volcanic activity awakened there. Also Northern California and into Oregon and Washington. Earthquakes in the Denver area. Most of the activity in the next 6 to 10 months on the North American continent. There will be other activity elsewhere in the world. We'll be on the west coast of Mexico, US, and Canada, especially the US. Mexico City will get considerable earthquake damage. There will be some foreshocks and more aftershocks, some quite disastrous, as parts of the tectonic plates react to local pressures shifting around. Quakes in northeastern British Columbia, in the Peace River area. All this will relieve a lot of stress on the planet immediately. Ray, thank you for your help in recalling that. Commander Soltec, smile. You're welcome. There's more later. End of excerpt. I didn't need any more. I had sight of the big picture now. I knew exactly what I had to do. So I spoke with the Grace from San Francisco and asked her, as she was the one who asked for my help, if I could use her human biology as a conduit and consciousness foundation to ground the trace encodement star code, as she would be directly over the fault line. I was still in Australia and had no plans to travel. I asked her to pull a group of people together to support her and to ground the trace encodement and place it into the earth. Needless to say, there was no tectonic shift and no other disasters that were predicted at that time. I believe that what Soltec was describing was another potential, yet we were given enough information through the desires of spirit to change the potential to something less destructive and with greater ease and grace. I have never used another trace encodement for such an event for whatever reason. Maybe the call will be given another day down the track. I wonder what other sliding door events may be presented in the future. Maybe it is a good time for me to connect with spirit.